Thank you. This is also rather clear that also after all the Dieselgate request to have more clarification on the defeat device, it is in the ruling, it's in the justification and in the Court of Justice discussed of the interpretation of the legislation, and that is the exactly the form or give the answer how legislation should be interpreted, and you clearly defined that. And there's of course also a lot of specific in the Commission with some guidance on the how the auxiliary emission control strategy should be just should be clarified of agreed with the meaning of the definition of defeat device. So there is a lot of things going on this topic, and this is and by putting on one word gives also a new interpretation within the definition. You could also see that that doesn't. I understand the merit of the request from the Clean Air Association, but it is a really sensitive topic, and the definition is as harmonized as it is, and the interpretation of the legislation is improved. And I think we should, but that's also my understanding that some of the issues what is already established in the EU about the clarification or the judgment of the EES and the information package is not in the UN legislation at the moment. So I think we should take there some caution that all the wordings what we have in the EU legislation around this topic should be one of maybe in the regulation 8308 or in the UNRDE. I don't know exactly where, but that's I think a topic where we have to think over that this kind of treatment should be harmonized and therefore be incorporated also on United Nations level. So only to highlight or to pinpoint on that we have to take some care on. We have not seen the proposal from the 08 series of amendments, but we should taking some note that we have to harmonize the treatment of the situation correctly. And I was a little bit also not known about what Japan was raised on WLTP. If that is the A, B, and C is deleted, not deleted now, the Netherlands? Rob Kuddenhagen, you have the floor.